conspicuous are the traces of the ancient cloister at Piazza del Grano. Today are still present the entrance floor left parenthesis in herringbone bricks, the small cloister with a well of endless water, the stairs, the loggia and all the structures of buildings, both on the inside and outside. The cloister was in great favor in the XV and XVI centuries. On the entrance door still makes a fine showing the St. Galgano-esque of Worms, representing a sword, driven into the rock, which has become tender like the clay with the hilt elevated as a cross on a cliff. Under this coat of arms in marble, we can clearly read the inscription, TADAZINSTAUHERADESUNDANTONIOABDATESANCGIGALGANIDIMCCCCLXXXGIII. The buildings were built at the time of Antonio, abbot of St. Galgano in 1489, certainly. We are talking about following enlargements and improvements of already existent buildings. Also on the inside, the structures of rooms call back the original destination, even after several remaking. In the room of the P-robable refectory of the community, there was a small fresco by an undetermined author, into a brick covering. The stores of the cloister were the grunts at our granaries, where the messmen, monks kept and negotiated the wheat. To the ancient presence of these granaries, of which the traces are everywhere, is linked the name of the square which faces the building, Piazza del Grano. Ancient heirs of the Benedictine tradition, the monks of St. Galgano were known in Asino as colonizers and reclaimers, a group of the big order of Cito, of which Bernardo di Chiaravalle, ascetic and mystic, had begun the spread all over Europe. They managed numerous gods, lands and houses, in different areas of the territory of Asino. Their main properties were those of the country around Palazzo Monasize, along the road for Caesarea, on the hills westwards, towards the Ambrones Valley and, eastwards, facing the hill of Capsella, on the slope of the Copra Gully. In Palazzo Monasi was erected a chapel dedicated to St. Galgano. The name of the farmhouse evokes the memory of an ancient hermitage and of a small, gruncha,